The Brewers going for their second straight win over the Cardinals. No score in the first. Eric Thames trying to give his team the lead, facing Mike Leake with a man on.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a long ball into a right field is going to put the Brewers up 2-0. Sogard can run. He's at the plate. Left-handed batter. The pitch to him. Swing and a line drive to base hit in the left center. It gets by the Cardinal center fielder, and it's going to score a Garza all the way from first. He scores on a two-run double, and it's now 4-0 for Milwaukee. Cardinal leadoff man, Matt Carpenter. Here she comes. Swing and a line drive, base hit in the right field. Here comes another run in, and it's now 6-4.
All right, Barnes gets his sign. Comes to the plate. There's a line drive down the left field line, curving. Home run! That ball just stayed inside the left field foul pole, and all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a ball game once again. As Diaz turned on a pitch, and Mike, we talked about, you can't miss inside to Diaz. They did, and they paid the price with a home run, and he hit it so hard, he couldn't go foul. Yep. I mean, just inside. All right, the grounds crew once again gets the tarp on.
Second rain delay. The first one was 50 minutes. 0-2 pitch for Fowler. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Game over.
The Brewers survive the rain and the Cardinals as they win their second straight over St. Louis 7-6. Two different rain delays in this one. Corey Knebel with his 10th save. Eric Thames, two hits, three RBIs, and two runs scored. The Cardinals fall to the Brewers. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after the game.
Yeah, rough first two, but you know, it was great that the offense responded there in the bottom of the second to really get us right back in it. But he did a great job. He figured it out and sailed. Amazing he was able to get through six after the first two. No, it just looked like a lot of close misses early. And, you know, he's been so precise on the plate. I think any day that you're off just a little bit, it's going to run him into some of those counts that he got himself into, you know, just a little bit atypical, but he's been incredible all season long, and this is just one of those days where he had to make the adjustments. He did late, and unfortunately, they had already capitalized on it.
He traced most of his game to the walks.
Yeah, laid off walks. I mean, he hasn't been doing, he hasn't been giving up free bases, and then he's getting the ground balls to get out of trouble, which he did later in the game, but early on, he was getting more of the plate because he didn't want to give up any more free bases. And you know, this is a dangerous office when you get too much of the plate.
Are you seeing confidence is the right move, but certainly more balance from the offense?
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe it was down.
Yeah, I think any team that takes a 6-0 deficit, and you can see it going in a bad direction, and to come back with the at-bats that we took in the second, the way the guys just kept next man up kind of approach. Even right there to the end, I mean, line drive to end the eighth, line drive in the ninth, hitting some balls on the numbers, like where the offense is and the direction that we're heading. Yeah, it was coming down pretty good, but he was taking a good at bat. I mean, we've talked about how he has that ability sometimes to stay inside the ball. As it came off the bat, didn't look like it had any chance of staying fair, but he just kept his hands inside so well. The ball looked like he even headed back towards left center. It was a beautiful swing, great timing, and got us right back within one run and with a lot of momentum heading our direction. Rain kind of slowed that down, but we had a chance there all the way to the end. He was favoring it. Yeah, he couldn't really throw. So I think it happened on his check swing. So we're going to have him really looked at closely, and got to figure out what we're really dealing with here, and decide how long that's going to take.
The series against the Brewers concludes on Thursday with Michael Wacha on the hill.